Simen Shin Chof Beis Sif Beis Shabbos Shal Acher Yom Tov Olafonov Nol De Bezeh Sur Bezeh. So the scenario which we have A is we know that the Din De Reis is a case where Yom Tov is Friday, so if it's born on Shabbos, it's Usur because it was Nigmar as of Friday. The rice, if it's born on Shabbos, it's mutter. But it's born on Friday, which is a new case now. It's born on Friday, you can't use it on Shabbos. If it's born on Shabbos, you can't use it in the case of Yom Tov Sunday. Dalit, a service there. Tam, the nechlena, habi kemechen mi yom echel de chaveroi. Vosser, the maisa, the fact that it was nolad on Friday is what's made it available on Shabbos. So it's like it's Friday was being made on the Shabbos. So now it's a chut nalav. Mele kima do lechaz lechila also gam kim betiltel. So once it's also to eat it, he points out so it's also to move it also. Now a case where yotah came out to be Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. However, as we mentioned that yesterday, in that case, you have a mamona shach. Okay. Zogt the Mechaber Sif Gimel Peris Shenoshru Mina Ilan B'Shabbos Sirin Barbaya Peris which fell off the tree on Shabbos Chazal Arshad Peris which fell off the tree because a person might come to take them off the tree, but the La'erev Mutar Miyad, the person didn't know any Malacha, so they're immediately Mutar after Shabbos. Sif Katan Hay Zogt the Mishnah Berurah Peris Shenoshru Afilu Im Suffolk Shemin Nosher B'Shabbos, Gam Ken Osir, it's a Suffolk. It's also even if it's a Suffolk Darbon. And again, you have the Sword of the Rosh Yeshua Matir, and wait after Shabbos, and it'll be totally Motor. Rami Mesachim Nunvav. There's also a Sword of. No, okay, fine. Rami Mesachim Nunvav. Dafilim Kamanosir the Mitzvah. Even if the reason why you want to use them before is for mitzvah purposes, the hafter is son laniyim sherechlo is son b'shnei batzeris gam ken oser, you can't use it on Shabbos. The hafter hutzal lehem lahaychel is aniyim zemai. We ask that this is the rabbanon zemai. Kamokum, which is the rabbanon, kamokum lo hutzal lehem lavra al shuas to Shabbos v'yamtzeh. But we're not the tzarech aniyim. It's not a heter to imat to this or of the gzera, the various isurim the rabbanon of Shabbos and yamtzeh.
Why are Paris involved with
nylon?
I mean, they're not.
No, it's not a nylon issue. It's an exterior. You might come and take it off the tree in Shabbos.
Oh.
Just the Gemara and Beya sticks the two together, so the Mechaber stuck it together. The Gemara has one more in Beya. The Isser Beya is exterior. It goes on to the Isser of Perish and Oshra.
Okay. I remember we saw earlier in, I don't know what, but we had brought up that there might be an issue of Paris. If they're not nigmar yet, and you pull them off early, it didn't seem to me that this is what this was talking about. Like if you see that, so then, and we said that was a nylon issue. Not ringing a bell. I'll find it.
It does ring a bell. Yeah,
because we had said that before. I remember we had said it. You know. We were talking about frachole. Who was in
Bishop? So we said if you would use heat to ripen it.
No, we were talking about if it's a sif shin yud chesif base.
That would take you remember taking off the tree.
Yeah.
That's
different than it falling off the tree.
Well, there you did the malacha on Shabbos. So this is there's an answer ma'aser Shabbos, but you did the tzara chela. So now, what's with the? Are you allowed? Is a non chela allowed to use it afterwards? And of course, the issue is, over there, the issue was that the part which grew new on Shabbos is considered nylon, right?
Wait, he uses the lashon over here of muksa. Nylon is the same issue with muksa.
Yeah,
nylon is like a toldo of muksa.
Nerlet is a subcategory under the. It's not a total, it's a subcategory, because the lumness of muksa is that something which is not mukhan can't be used. So much wasn't here, it's not mukhan. Mm-hmm. It only developed on Shabbos. So whatever grew on Shabbos wasn't here before Shabbos, so it can't be mukhan. So that's when Nerlet is parallels muksa. You know, for that, you know. But he said, so the Mishnah Berurah pointed out, if it's a fully grown pre, so then you don't have that problem because it's not growing anymore.
So Nerlet's a svara.
Well, it's a form of muksa. There's one
issue. Muksa is all the rabbanan, right?
Yeah.
So Nerlet's also the
rabbanan. Yeah. There's two different issues over here. The first din, in other words, you're dealing with was an isser. There's an isser of hachana mi yomtiv for Shabbos. Shabbos is yomtiv. Yomtiv is not mech on the Shabbos. That's according to Rashi and according to where the Mishnah Berurah puts it down. That's a din deraisa. That's not the din of muksa. It's very similar to the din of muksa, but it's also for yomtiv to mech for Shabbos. That's how you know. That's. Okay, then that's at the right situation. Now there's another issue that stam items are considered mukhan or not mukhan, and that's our muksa issue, which that's our bonadik issue. Maybe it's a smach to the concept of hachana. And Nerlet has that same problem like any other type of muksa. It can't be. So Nerlet is opposed to, let's say, Merlet or those type of things which are not a muks issue, b'chlal. Being Merlin, it's a separate issue. Vav minilim b'Shabbos. Who then is royim b'yirokus and imsoyim b'ginois also lochlin. So it's not just true by the case where you'd have some type of grain growing, grasses, vegetables, which you find. So the loch is you can't eat them. Because maybe the tomato fell off today. So now you don't have a muksa problem because it fell off before Shabbos. But now you have another problem. You have a problem with the melacha of ma'amir, which is gathering things. You can take one at a time and eat it. Of the melacha of ma'amir. That's not a Rabbanan. He says that's a good argument to say that's what you're talking about. That's the Melacha Ma'amer, the Mamish. Mishnah Berurah presents it over here. Right. It's a possibility. It's a chiyuv chatos. And Shemem, he said it's a vada chiyuv chatos. Okay. Asurin, what does that say? They fell down their simmer b'yom. B'shem shemer yalav b'yitlush. Chazal asked using it because you might come and take it off. V'gam b'shem muksa. Ki nukim b'shem muksa. B'nidai t'v'enish moshes. L'hoi oz m'chuber. He's k'yitzel l'kul yom. You also have a muksa issue. That if it's m'chuber, you couldn't get to it, so it's muksa. So if it changes on Shabbos, it remains a muksa for the rest of Shabbos. Ches, ulei rabbi tar miyad, vein tzarech lahamtim b'chle sheyeose, kim et onasa behem alocha l'gozu b'zeh. So we have the idea b'chle sheyeose, in case we can do the malocha. So we say, well, you're not going to benefit from what you did, so we're going to have to wait till after Shabbos that amount of time. But he didn't do anything. So they didn't say any reason to make it also after Shabbos. Dalit. Ochle behema. Ein behema shum tikun kli. Something which is a food, it's not considered, it retains its state of a food. It can't be considered making a kli that you call it, you made a kli. The fikoch. Motor liktoi mafilos besakin kasher tavern. I can take a piece of straw, which I have designated to feed my animals, and whittle it to be, it should be sharp, and use it as a toothpick. it's not called I made a kli, because since it's a meichel, it remains a meichel, and that's, so it doesn't get a din of kli. Avol kesam. If you have a splinter which is not a behema, not only is whittling it a problem, just taking it without intent would be problematic to use it for that purpose. Dalit, ochle behema. Rutzalermer, dover shabroi lachila bid the behema. Someone says roi to be fed to animals. And Michael Adam, for sure, that would be this is the din. Even Michael Behemoth. Now, Mashur Gemara, I feel like I'm going to be Shilom, I'm going to eat some rakim, Shiroyim Lahem, Lachila, Gam Kelim Miskarya, Aleim Shem Kli. Even if you have not designated for animal usage, but since it is roy to be a use for an animal, that. It's considered Michael Behema, and we're not getting into a kli. The Bir Lacha raises the question whether the mashmos, it seems to be a steer to that mashmos from another din. So, okay, Mishum taking kli mutzar afa tiltol the v'daber rei lachila muchen hu l'chol. So you can move them, you can whittle them. Vosir vilt kem zeton. The fikach, you're allowed to use a sack and then make a toothpick.
Referring to toothpicks?
No, it's straw, and I want to take the straw and make it. If I want to take the straw and make it into a toothpick, that's not a problem because it ends up still being a Michael Behema, not a toothpick. It doesn't have a din of a kli. Yesh server, the Dafka Gandel, Shoysim, Mimeno, Kalibit, Kilosher, Tikkun Kli. Awe Masakan Kli, Hossi, the Kvarmi, Dvar Eichel. You already did something, it made it before Shabbos into a Kli for usage. And you know, you're extending that. Kagoin, Shiesh, Neka, Bekli. So I have a kli, and I'm using the oichel to stop up the hole in the kli. For example, there's a hole in the kli, and I take a lefes is a turnip, and I shape it according to the size of the hole, and I stick it in the hole. So now the tikkun wasn't in the food, the ikur tikkun was in the kli. So even though I use a food to fix it, that's called I fix the kli, not that I fix food, which doesn't work. It's a full-fledged maisa deraisa. You can do it even with a fillet of sakin, even with a knife, even if you're cutting to a certain size, which normally you have a problem with machatech. Again, it's not considered you're making something to a size because it remains a food. So foods are not really size issues. But if you have a non-food item, I want to take a splinter and use it for toothpick, even without whittling it to size, I cannot do that. Feel a little light. So I feel until it's done, but leak it, katima, also mishamukso kashar eitzim. So I can't take it, even without whittling it, because the mice of the wood is muksa. Okay? So the issue is muksa. Of course, getting rid of the cotton, my kid, at least, the shin, the dozim, shim, shmus, the hook, and tikkun kli. So if I would break it off to use it for that purpose, or I would whittle it down for that purpose, that's kain tikkun kli. Okay. Now over there, it's only derbanan. It's only derbanan. If I do ketima biyad, it's only the rabbanu kamush except. If I make ketina b'kli, kedei lashes by shina b'litoy by delis. If I use the knife to cut it off or to shape it for the purpose of toothpick or to act like a key to open up the door. So if he does a full-fledged mice, it's going to be chiyav derais. Oh, sir, you're dull. About fshiyesh b'zamishim kabad abriyas. The mice is embarrassing, and because that were made by kabad abriyas. The pomim shenira habasar shebein hashinayim l'chutz v'kenai hulay. It's visible that meat stuck in his teeth, and it's very embarrassing. Al-bekin also, you cannot pull off the splinter to do that. T'hoyelo l'hechen kesem yasmo b'makim b'kam suda. The more says, you know you're eating. You can prepare toothpicks.
There's no issue of taking things out of your teeth, though, that are like really stuck in.
No.
No issue, you might come to make yourself bleed or something.
I guess if there'd be a chashash, there'd be a chashash. If he's that. The more says, because you should have prepared. I couldn't prepare toothpicks over there because I wasn't in his household there. He invited me on Shabbos. So then, Chazal were mekel on Muksa because of Kavod HaBrius, the same way Chazal were mekel on Muksa, Kavod HaBrius, regards to Chinuch Beis HaKisei. So they're mekel over here also because of Kavod HaBrius for you to move the Muksa to Lassa Bashino. Again, you can't make it into it.
What were they making on Lagabe Kinuch Beis HaKisei?
The stones, or the case of the stones. You know, stones are muksa, but they used to clean themselves with stones.
So why would stones be muksa then? Shouldn't it then be that stones are dafka not muksa? Because you see you can use them for Kinuch Beis HaKisei.
Yeah, but they don't get a shame kli because of that.
Even if they're not a kli.
So it doesn't make it as muksa. It makes it that's muksa which you're allowed to move when you need it to cover the breeze. After you finish with it, it's muksa again. It doesn't remove the status of muksa from it. It's not a kli. It's not designated for any purpose. If a person designates stones in the Beis HaKisei, we're talking about the person that used to, you know, do what they had to do with wherever they had to do it.
Right.
So he looks around for three stones and he cleans himself,
right,
even though they're muksa. In a place where people do not seem to be bothered by the fact that they have meat sticking out of their teeth, so then that's not mutter. Okay. Hey. This is a Gemara in Be'er. But the Tato Atze Besomim L'Hariach Behem. You have wood which has a smell to it, Atze Besomim. She allowed to move them for the purpose of smelling them. Because since they have a nice smell, and you know that, so in your mind, you were designated them before Shabbos already for the purpose of smelling also. If you want to fan it in front of the chela to make a nice smell for him, you're allowed to rub it, so we had before the day been muddling it, to order to get the smell, because that increases the smell. Echad koshim ve'echad rachim, whether they're hard or soft. So the Mishnah Berurah says, well, mutar the taltal. D'loi maksidaitim e'elum ha'etzim e'kar. Because these etzim, because they have a nice smell, you keep in mind for that purpose, ready from beforehand. L'chalav hu'ad in the bori, ela urchadim el sanokad. You could do it for a person who's well, also, if you want to fan it, flap it in front of him to give a nice smell. You're allowed to cut it off, pull it off with your hand, and then rub it. You pull off a little splinter and rub it. So you rub it in your fingers, which causes it to let out its smell. And that's why you're doing ketima also. Apparently, it wasn't quite my mother, wasn't two things. He's saying it was either one, either or. Sometimes you'd pull it off. When you pull it off, the place you pull it off from would have now a strong smell. But this is only a heter to do it b'yad, which is a shinui. And since it's a shinui, so then there matter the tzarech, you're not doing it with tzarech kli. But when you do it with a kli, which had you done the tzarech kli, it'd be a deraisa. So they're working him out to the tzarech reyach. They're too close to the deraisa. After kaitim rakadel hariach v'enam mechav and klal asus a kli, you have no intent to make it a kli. But the ma'isa, you're pretty close to that. You shouldn't do it. Because also liktem hadas b'sakin, so you would not be allowed. Zeredim also liktem lachas b'shinav. You can't take hadas, cut it with a sakin, because you might come to do that for the purpose of getting the wood to use for a toothpick. So chayv can always cut your gimel. So basically, we said before to do break off a splinter in my hand to use for a toothpick, as a toothpick is also, because that's dealing with something which is making it to a kli. We did that biyad b'kli b'chay. Biyad is it's also, but over here he's doing a lahariyach, but it's not a kli. See, even b'kli it wouldn't be chayiv. So biyad is mutter. Echad kashim. Okay. Whether the kashim or not, I feel the kashim shouldn't ruin klal the machal behema. They're not buying machal behema. Since you want it, you have intent to use it for the smell. You're not maksadas. So lachem mutter lita katmam lefashech behem kol ma sheyirza ben shefashech eitz gadol lakat. Being fishuach is stripping the bark. Now, Adafka b'chol zeh shehu rak lahoisiv reyach al yadei hamalila b'akitima. There's no issue of being moisiv reyach. The smell is there, but you just want to intensify the smell. I will also lahoilid reyach to create a reyach which wasn't there. That already is not mutter. So, and Rashi says that what's this of Meilad Reach? It's Gemara and Beya. It's like creating something new. It's Me'ein and Malacha, because, you know, when you're being buried something, you're adding this whole new element of Reach to an item which wasn't there beforehand. So it's like creating a whole new dimension to it. So that's like a Bria Chadasha, and Bria Chadasha is like an act of Malacha. Rashi Lashon, it's kreva lasiyas malacha. It's close to like doing a malacha. For example, what would the examples of her l'reich? Gern l'haniach, b'samim b'beged, l'chodem, k'deishiyya, b'beged, m'riach, is awesome. I can't put a smell into a beged. If there is a smell already, I can be moist of reich. I can't create a new smell. So I can't go over to my garment and spray deodorant on it, give it a nice smell. A lot of spray deodorant on your body. That's not called that you're adding a reyach, because it doesn't, not in this kaim, it doesn't last. The derech of the body has zeya, if it doesn't last.
But let's say you know, I was at the shower. Let's say you know you're going to spray deodorant on your armpits, and you know that you know it's still going to be a little bit wet or whatever it is, but you're going to put a shirt on, or you're putting it. If you put a shirt on right afterwards, it's going to make your shirt smell also.
Yeah, that's mutter, because A, it's not your kavana. B, it's not the derech how you want to put. It's not the derech to make it smell that way. I want to make it smell in clothing. I don't do it by putting it on my body and then that's happening in my mail.
That also means that it's also usher to put cologne on top of your clothing.
What do you mean? On your directly on your clothing?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's me well.
It's also the same. There's
a mice with a if you would have like a you wrap up, the place you kept your esrog in was like a, wrapped up in a beged. So you have a problem with putting the esrog inside of the beged, you're being marled reich in the beged because you're giving an esrog smell. See if it's already been there beforehand, so it already has a smell, you're just strengthening the smell, moisef reich is motor. If they have not put it in there yet, you want to go erst on Yom Tov to stick it in, you have a problem. So you have the flax, we say it's mutter because it might have been there beforehand, but Betzim, theoretically, it should be a problem of being well reich in the flax. They don't flax nowadays.
And that's an Isser of Noilad?
It's an Isser. Rashi's Lashon is not of Noilad. It's Isser of, it looks like you're creating something new, and it's Kroiber Lias Malachim. It's close to Malach. I'm creating a whole new dimension, a whole new item which wasn't here, a whole new facet to the item which wasn't here. So like I'm adding something new. So that's an act of Bria. Bria, creating something, is very close to a Malach, Rashi says.
So to Rashi, it's not even a Durabana.
Pashim, everybody says it's a Durabana. But it's incredibly a Malach. I mean, it's on its way to being something like a malacha, so Chazal answered it. Okay.
Without Rashi.
We don't like Rashi. Or the other way of saying it is like Tikkun Kli, which, you know, it's not broken, but I'm being misakin by adding the smell. So it's like, you know, Rashi seems to focus on like this, the idea of Bria, Beri Chadosha. The Chazanish, the Beis Yitzchok, which I'm sure you've never heard of the Beis Yitzchok. Beis Yitzchok was one of the early Peskim in Poland, turn of the century, 1900s, you know, early 1900s, Ritzach Shmalkas. So, he had a son in law, the Rav Aaron Levine, the Reisha Rov, who had a grandson named Nat Lewin. So Reisha Shmalkas was the first poisek who dealt with electricity not being usher, being not in context of a light, just using, you know, turning on or plugging in an electric item and turning it on Shabbos. That's usher. And he's trying to figure out, like, what's exactly the usher? It's not turning any lights, just, you know, turning on a fan. What's the issue of turning on an electric fan on Shabbos? So he said it goes into the issue of Moilad Reich. He says, if Rashi tells me taking something which doesn't smell and adding a smell to it, it's like adding a whole new dimension to it. It's like you're creating something. It's Korver Elias Malach. So taking something which doesn't have the Korach to move and adding electricity to it and making it able to move, it's Korver Elias Malach because it goes under, it's like you're adding a new dimension which wasn't there before. So
that's before they came onto Boina?
Well, the Chazanish of them came on to Boina, but let's, other than the Chazanish, the every other basically agrees with the Beis Yitzchok. That's the makor of the Yisr.
Huh.
So, Shlomo Zalman says, based on that, but Moisef Reach is Mutter. So, Moisef Kayach.
A Moisef Reach is Mutter. So to move it from, you know, A, you know, like stage, so
as long
two,
as you're not,
stage
as long
three,
as you're not changing the circuitry, you know, as you're not, and you know, if the way you change it is because what happens is you turn off one circuit and you turn on a different circuit, so it's a problem. But if it's, if the circuit stays, it stays, you know, complete, just the it draws in more electricity, that's not us.
So it should be mutter to, you know, like the dimmer on a fluorescent light bulb.
No, he's not talking about lights. He's not talking about this.
No, but on a fluorescent, on a candescent light bulb, so obviously that's going to be like Aish, but on a fluorescent.
Theoretically, so, you know, there are, if theoretically, according to that, I mean, there are some very, you know, if something works I just had an example recently talking about Yom Tov, the Yom Tov Shir. I just had somebody ask me a question that the woman needed to pump milk. So they wanted to set an electric pump on before Yom Tov, and she would use it on Yom Tov. So when you do the actual pumping, it draws more electricity than when it's on the whole time. When you're doing the actual, when there's some type of load on it, a load will increase the flow. Elevators, right? So the elevator is going up and down, so my extra weight increases the amount of electricity was going through. It doesn't open close a different circuit. So again, calling all these, you know, all of these scenarios, the usage of electricity issue would not be an issue according to Rav Samazam. He holds on another chazan. He holds no brainer. The only problem is this. So he says some
Moshe
Pesach
Mutter. Wow. Do we hold like that?
Our price can pass like that.
What does Rebbe hold? Like Lamashal going up and down an elevator. I mean, a guy is already going up in the elevator. You're tired.
It's a good argument, Mutter.
Wow.
No, maybe it's a Marstein issue, you know, but it's a good argument that's Mutter.
Wow.
Actually, the reason why it's a good argument that's Mutter, because even if it's not, you can't call it burner, because it's definitely running already. So there's no burner.
Wow.
Right? But not only that, according to the way, at least some understanding of how elevators work, actually, your adding weight will make it work less. The way an elevator works is, how does this
pulley? So if your weight going,
there's a weight,
right,
which is on the other side, which the machine has to. So the weight, let's say, weighs 3,000 pounds. The elevator weighs 1,000 pounds, and it can hold up to 2,000 pounds worth of weight. So when you balance it, it's much easier for the thing to go up and down because it's balanced. Whereas when this thing is going down, it's like the case when it's going down. So it's going down, it only weighs 1,000 pounds. It means it has to lift 3,000 pounds to make this thing go down. But if you stuff five guys in there, you know, 200 pounds apiece, and it weighs 2,000 pounds, it has to work that much less to go down. So, going down an elevator theoretically will be decreasing the electricity, not increasing it. Going up, there's actually some argument going up also at that. I'm not sure exactly how it went. Okay, let's finish up the Mishnah Berurah here. Mishnah Berurah says, "Va'aga darina b'shulchan aruch b'inyan chituch b'ketim b'inyan aruch lebeim avatzi b'samim." Now, to nami b'zedim melechas mechatech b'shar devorim. Let's talk about the melech of mechatech. There's no specific place where it belongs in Shulchan Aruch over here. So once you're talking about cutting things, let's talk about cutting things.
Mechatech is an Isser?
Mechatech is one of the Lamed Tes Melachos. Right? Mechatech or, so the case of it was, the Raisa case was a person would take the leather, after they worked the leather, etc., they would cut it to size for whatever they're using it for. I call Dover Shadar Mechatech, anything which a person is cutting. And a makbet amidos, a person has a specific size that they want. Bein eitz, ermatechus, or filo noitze shalev, whether it's wood, metal, feathers. Kibush a makbet amidos, orka baruch, boi bechetu bekabon. This guy, he's cutting it intentionally to a certain size, that's the malachum mechatech. Abba chetech derech hefzit, you're doing it not to use. Abeloi kabon amidos, you have no intent for a specific size. Elke misasik, elke misachik, is pot. It's not mutter, but it's pot. He's doing it just because he's playing around with the scissors, cutting through things.
And if you rip it by hand, the same thing. Or it's dafka b'kli.
Pashas, the hand is mutter al shinui. I mean, not mutter, potter. The ikur, if the derech is to do it with a kli, so it's only considered mechatech you do with the kli.
He didn't say anything about oichlin, but I'm assuming there's no issue on oichlin.
That's what you were saying before. There's no issue. Right, correct. Ma'yaf ha'ilu lanu hanaviim v'chachamim zal. So this is the quote from Chayyadim that, you know, you understand how good it was for us that the psukim and the chazal, which answered the business. Because Because you can imagine, Shapamashiach Lobu the Chivchatas, Kikan Shemurcha, Ezeskar, Machatim, Mendel, Fimidosa, Tzerkla, the Chamashim Machatim. So you're cutting off an item from the roll or whatever it is. So there's many opportunities of the Malchum Machatech, which is so not doing business, not doing business. Beis Emelech is Machatech Shach Berklin, Kamashik Sabdal Yelbasev Katan Yud Beis, doesn't apply to food. Gimel Emelech is Machatech Udavka Be Yeklir, Afilu Be Yad, Ayin Bamashik Sabdal, Be Bir Aloch, Udatoli Be Chol Dabar Lefi Inyonoi. Someone you normally use a kli, and chayv kim bekli. Only chayv would use a kli. There was a darker afrid or biyad. It's normal to take it apart by hand. Chayv gam bekay nafila biyad. So the toilet paper, which you cut to a certain size, so biyad that'll be the malach of mechatech. When we start with this, there's a yesh b'chol gavne. But doing a biyad, and someone is normal to do bekli, it's also the rabbanon. It's not motor. If a person takes a knife, pulls off this toothpick with a kli out of the wood to use it as a toothpick, the Rosh says that the Yisr is tikkun kli. Maybe the Rama agrees with the Rosh that there is tikkun kli. He's saying besides tikkun kli, there also is a problem of mechatech. So there'd be two separate isurim involved in it. Okay. We'll do the mechaber involved.
I mean, I could have some more mechatech shaylas.
I mean, most common mechatech shayla, which is the gay, is toilet paper.
Right. So as long as you're not cutting on the line, it should be fine.
Well, it's not just more that you're cutting on the line. You're not cutting to a specific size. You're just ripping a piece, whatever size it is.
Well, that's the thing with the lines. The lines is called a specific size or lav dafka.
Lav. You know, if you go there, the reason why the lines are there because that's a good size place to cut. So that. If you're trying to pull it out, it happens to come out of the line, so that's not called a specific size.
Hey, why should there be an issue then of cutting like tin foil? You don't care about the size; you just need it to be big enough to cover your food. So if I just whip the whole thing and
no, because I mean exactly the point. I need a size big enough to cover my food. That's my size.
But I don't care about the. I don't care if it's this much bigger to cover my food or it's that much bigger to cover my food.
But I don't
care if I could cut three pieces. I don't care.
I understand, but the point is, I need something which is large enough to cover X. So I want that size. So the fact that I have a little more, you know, you want size plus a little more. So I take a little more after that. And it's not the size is irrelevant. The size is very relevant. If it comes up half the thing, I'm not happy. So the size is still relevant. So that's the problem of
what about the, you know, they sell these in like in Costco, they sell like tin foils where they're pre-cut.
Right.
But the ones that they're not really pre-cut, they're like a little bit attached.
So those are a problem.
Those are a problem.
Right.
But they're bad some pre-cut. Also tissues sometimes, you also find the tissues.
Right, so it's the same problem also.
So those tissues you can't separate either.
Right. It's a headache.
And let's say somebody would want to cut something to make a bookmark. Like you want to cut a piece of paper on Shabbos to make a quick bookmark.
So you might have a tikkun kli problem. You might have a mechatech problem. So probably there, I don't really care about the size. So
right, I don't care about the size.
I might have a tikkun kli. I'm making my paper into a bookmark.